we're even talking about avedas that have to be returned. Right? They have a simen, they have a in a Jewish neighborhood, it's worth a futa, there's been no yish yet. And we talked about the obligation, what to do with it in the meantime. The first thing is we have to announce it in the shuls, in the neighborhood. And then we spoke about how we have to take care of it. We're either a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Socher, it's a Shaila in the Poskim, and we have to keep it forever. Unless it's something that's depreciating, then there's an obligation to sell it, right, to protect the owner's equity. Or something that took a lot of tirach, like an animal that took that was for a year, that you took care of it, where it was paying its way, you have to take it for a year, so then you're allowed to sell it afterwards. One of the shorzim says, because you have to sell it anyway, eventually, before it dies, to protect the equity. And then last week we saw that if it's tefillin, something that's readily available like tefillin, so then, even though there's no tirach involved in watching the tefillin, and there's no depreciation of it, still there's a heter to sell the tefillin and hold the money for the owner, or even use the tefillin yourself and set aside, write down what they cost, because tefillin already available, and the person doesn't mind, was interested by use these tefillin or another tefillin. And we said that was a bad example in this Manasseh, because people do care about the tefillin, but we saw that at least something that's a dvar mitzvah, that's very common to buy, like a siddur or a talis, where people will probably, the way the Shach said, people will be happy that a mitzvah is being done with their talis while it's lost, and whenever they come back, they'll at least be able to have the cash and buy a new one. So there's a heter to sell it even without waiting the year or the 60 days. And we said that it should really wait until it's you've announced it in a normal amount of time. But once the signs go down, and now there's not much chance of the person coming, so there's a heter to sell that item that is commonly found. What the shayla was, does it really have to be a dvar mitzvah, like the Gemara's case of a tefillin? So that we saw some contemporary poskim extended, even where it's not a dvar mitzvah, if it's something that we could say that the owner would not mind being sold. So, like, certainly something that's going out of style, clothes that are going out of style, a tie, where he'd rather have the money than an old tie that's out of style. So then you could sell it according to everyone, and even if it's something that might not be going out of style, it's not depreciating in that way. We saw that there's some post in the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that way. The Shulchan Aruch, based on the Nimuk Yosef, holds that as long as it's something that's available, that's why he set the halacha. As long as something available, you are allowed to sell it. Write down the details in case the person comes. You'll give him the replacement value. You'll give him the money that he spent on the that you received for the sale, or that you assessed for yourself when you bought it. It's your item now, it's your coat now, and you'll give him the money when he comes back. I suggested that it could be that you have to give replacement value, because it's like a coat, even if it's out of style, how often do you wear it? And right now the value of a used coat is $10, $20, and you'll give me $20 when you come back. I'd rather have my old coat, which is worth, will save me the $100 I need to buy a new one. But once again, we're assuming the person's not really coming back, so really mean it. Write down that you're prepared to give $100 to anyone that comes back and gives a simon on the coat, and then you could use it with little compunction. Right, that's this my focus, and we said if it's something that person really wouldn't mind, everyone would probably agree. Okay, so I think we're at the stage where we should really talk, define more clearly what's simonim mark. Right, we talk simon is identifying mark. What is it that constitutes a simon? And we could talk about a code, we could talk about what's a good item to talk about, like what makes it a simon? What do you have to prove? What do you have to say is on the coat to say that, to prove that it's yours? Right? The Pasuk says, we who found it have to be doresh. We have to check into the matter, investigate to make sure we're giving it back to the right person. Like, how much evidence has to be given to us to be sure we're giving it the coat back to the right person? Right? What's called a simon? Okay, so to clarify, just to get a framework, we're going to discuss tonight the sugya whether simanim, this whole idea that you can return something based on a simon. Why am I allowed to do that? I found this diamond ring, this coat. And you're telling me, well, it has a little stain over there in the corner, and I'm going to give it to you. But maybe it's Reuven. I'm a Shomer Aved. I'm a Shomer Chiyum. Maybe a Shomer Sofer. What right do I have to give it back to you? Is this a Doraisa Halacha? Is it biblical that a simon is sufficient to give an item back to its owner? Or is it only a rabbinic derabon? It's only a rabbinic enactment, the Fakana, that I'm allowed to give it back. That's the topic tonight. Right? And the truth is, that's the Gemara's Shaila. Right, we know that you give back something when you have a simon. The question though is, simonim daraisa or derabonin? Are they daraisa or derabonin? And the Gemara says, my nafkamina, what's the difference? Either way you give it back, what do you care? Is daraisa or derabonin? If someone gives you a simon, you give it back. If he doesn't give you a simon, you don't give it back. So the Gemara says, lahadurei get isha b'simonim. Sometimes it's important what you're giving back. Suppose there is a woman, a guest, a divorce, a woman, right, that's given to her to divorce her. And someone found it, and the shliach comes and says, yes, I lost it, and I'm going to, or the woman himself comes.
It's obviously a very old case, because man is there, she doesn't keep the guest.
Well, it's the shliach. The shliach
has
gone away.
Given to her.
The shliach hasn't given it to her yet, and he wants it back so he can give it to her. Rashi says, right? It's all in a shliach on the via kadosh enough before he gave it to her, and he wants to be able to give it to her now. So, and he has a siman on it. So, I'm into raisa. If you say that the giving over of simanim is daraisa, then you can give something back based on that. Then Madrina, we could even give the get back to the shliach, and he'll take it to the woman. But yamid rabbanim. If you say the whole idea of giving back something to someone based on simanim is only drabbanim, midaraisa, it shouldn't work. It's just it's a gezeira. The chacham made a takana that you give it back. So then you can't give a get back because of the shliach gave you a simon. Because kiyav rabbanim takanto. When did the rabbanim make this enactment that you can rely on a simon? That's b'mamana. If it's talking about monetary law, who owns this? Do I own it? Do you own it? So the chacham made a takana. We'll see why later. They made an enactment that if this person identifies it through a simon, he says there's a certain mark on it, you can give it back to him. I will be sura la'ovar abana takana, but when it comes to it in Isser, you're going to make this woman, whether she can get married or not, that's not a monetary issue. That's a Isser daraisa. That's something, is a person who will be chayav kares if he marries them, if she's still married. And you're giving it, maybe it's not his get, maybe it's someone else with the same name. And because he said a simon, what the get looks like, and he identifies it, you give it back. That doesn't count with daraisa. It's only the chacham said you can give. Maybe the chacham only said you can give money if it's only derabanan. So then it makes sense that the chacham only said give money back to a person when it's nogeya money. Rashi says because hefker besen hefker, we have the rule that besen has a right to take away money from one person and shaila they give it to the other one, but they have a right to disown a person of his property. That's a right that the besen has, that a court has, but it doesn't have the right to make a woman who's married, not married, right? So that's what the Gemara Shaila is a simon. The fact that you can give something an aveda back with a simon, is that daraisa? If it is, then you could even give a get to the messenger who's giving the get to this woman, because he identified it. It's like witnesses, it's no different than witnesses, and you give it back to him. But behold, that simanim aren't so powerful. They don't work at the biblical level. It's only the Chachamim said, we'll see why, that if someone gives you some identifying marks, you can return it to him. So that's only when it's involving money, because he doesn't have the right to disown a person of his property and then the other person will take it. But if it's something that has to do with Isser, can you let a woman get married based on this? That we wouldn't do. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara goes back and forth. There's a whole Amud, so I just have the excerpts of what we're going to need to discover the three types of simanim that there are. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya, tashema. Like, sometimes in different circumstances, you find someone finds a dead body, Rachmana Zlan, and they want to identify it because, especially in time of war, so that the wife of this person who is deceased will be able to get married. But how do you know who it is? So the Mishnah says, "Ein me'idin." You can't get testimony to say that a certain person, that this is that you saw a person who died. Ella parts of him, unless you see his face, including the nose. The nose is a big part of the face. And when you see a person's face with the nose, so then you could say that this was Reuven and his wife Leah to get married again. And this is true, even though there are simanim on what his body looks like and what he's wearing, but that's not enough. Unless you see what the face looks like, you can't allow the woman to get married. So the Gemara wants to say, so you see, that must be simanim or not deraisa, because we're not allowing you to use simanim to allow the woman to get married. It's only if you recognize the person. That's like testimony. That's good enough. But if you have a simon, identifying mark on his body or on his clothes, that's not enough. So Gemara says, that's no raya. I mean, they said, maybe over here it's not a real simon. It's not a simon at all. When it says there is a simon on his body, it means gufo d'arach l'gutz. When it says in his body, they're saying that, oh, I saw someone tall. I saw someone short. Since there's so many people that are tall and short, so that's not a good simon. And Caleb the Gemara has a different reason. We won't get involved with that. It says one of the answers the Gemara says, which we will talk about, is the Caleb. It was red. It was white. Right? That's not a simon. Say it was red. It was white. It was big. He's tall. He's short. That's not a simon. But it could be that if you give a real simon, you really identify him. You say that there is a scar on his birthmark and his right finger, right, something like that. It could be that will work at a derisa level. So the Gemara says another raya. The Gemara wants to say, let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. The Mishnah says also the same ideal, to testify about a person who had died, who he is. The Mishnah says, Amy in al shuma. You cannot get testimony on a wart. That's not sufficient to allow her to get married, even though she knows he had a wart on his right finger and he said he saw a wart on this dead person's right finger. That's not good enough. The Allah ben Mahavai Omer, but that's what the Tanakhama says. But Allah ben Mahavai says, Me'idim al shuma, you can give testimony on a wart. That's good enough. My lab alchemist, look, isn't this what they're arguing about? The Tanakhama says, the Tanakhama says you can't rely on that wart to allow her to get married, because he holds a simon is only Drabbanan, and the Chachamim didn't use that simon to allow a person to get married for Isser. It's only good for Hashavas Aveda. The Allah's Ben Mahavoy, sorry, Simonim Deraisa, but Allah's Ben Mahavoy holds that a simon is Deraisa, and that's why he's allowing a woman to get married. So our Shiloh that we had in the beginning seems to be a Machlokas Hanoim. So Gemara says that it's no Raya. Amar Rava. Rava says it could be that they're not arguing about that. He gives three different Terusim. The third one is like this. Ibai Zayma. The Kuli Yamashuma Einoi Asuridus Tan Sachemis. Like, one of the issues was they argued whether a wart appears after death or changes. So that's why it might not be reliable. And here he says, now everyone can hold a wart would be reliable. Bisimanim Drabanan Hasimin, and everyone could agree that simanim, the power of returning an aveda to its owner, to the person who gives a simon, is only drabanan. At the deraisa level, you don't do that. But hacha, but over here, the shuma simon muva kamifutli. Here they're arguing whether a shuma is a special type of simon. Maybe this is called a simon muva. It's a unique simon. It's a special simon that's unmatched. Marsaber one holds, the Tanakhama holds, even though normally we'll say a simon is derabbanan, but a shuma is a simon muvaku. To say a wart is on a right finger, that's a simon muvha. That's a unique simon, and that's enough to let her to get married. That's like edus, the way most Rishonim learn. That's like testimony. It's like testimony. Instead of two witnesses, instead of saying you saw his face, you seeing that unmatched, unparalleled wart, that unparalleled simon, that simon muvok, that's tantamount to testimony. So Marsav, and the other one holds shuma la simon muvok, or the other one holds that shuma is not a simon muvok. Now, the first thing we see from this part of the Gemara right now is, we see, and this is the way the most Rishonim say, that the whole Gemara's question is a simon deraisa derabanan was not talking about a simon muvok. Right? From this Gemara, we see clearly that, and this is what the poskim say, that if it's a simon muvok, it's a unparalleled, unmatched, it's a unique simon, So then, that certainly works at a biblical level, and it works for Hashavas Aveda, certainly, but even for Issei V'Hetero, even works to allow a woman to get married. If it's a Simen Muvhak, we'll have to define what's called a Simen Muvhak. But at least we see that there is something called Simen Muvhak, which according to everyone, is there right? If you turn to the other side, I have Tosus over here, says, if Siman would be Daraisa, so then we would return a get. And if a Siman would be Darabanan, and the reason we can return an Aveda when the Sim is not Muvhak, that's only Midarabanan, because of Hefker, Beis, and Hefker, like Rashi said here. Ava Midaraisa, but Midaraisa you need Tzarech, oh, Aden, you either need witnesses for a get, oh, Siman Muvhak. The get nami to Isser, or get also, even though it's an Isser, lo mahadrin, because it's an Isser, lo mahadrin and elab a simen muvhak, you can return it with a simen muvhak. The Rosh also says the same thing, that you return a get with a simen muvhak. Like, because that's like, almost like, or maybe even like, testament, who has a shayla, if someone gives witnesses, and the other person has a simen, which wins, but it's not quite like testimony, but a simen muvhak, that we didn't have a question. Our whole shayla is, in fact, if you look at the next thing on the hand, I have the Ritva. Ritva says, Ibayu, Simanim Daraisa Darabanan, Pirish Simanim Beinunim. Our question is about medium sized Simanim. The Shchichi La Shchichi, things that are somewhat common, but not so common. The Yilu Simen Muvak Dulo Shchiach, because if you're talking about a Simen Muvak, a unique Simen, which isn't common, the Kuliyama Daraisa, everyone would hold that that works at a Daraisa level. So our whole question is, a simen deraisa or not, is talking about a medium type simen. If it's a simen that's very common, he's tall, the coat is tall, the coat is short, the coat is red, the coat is white, so that's not a simen at all. That's what we saw from the Gemara before also. Right, that's what we saw when we said, well, you can't prove from there that a simen is not deraisa, because maybe really simen is deraisa, but over there, he testified that the person was short, the person was tall, the coat was red, the coat he was wearing was black. Right, that's not a simen at all. Right, so these are these three levels of simanim. A simen muvak, we're seeing from the Gemara, clearly works at the biblical level, that works to marry off, that she can use to get married again. A simen garua, it's called in the poskim, meaning it's a inferior simen. That has no value at all, to say it's red. You know, like, what's he look like? He's black hair and has glasses. You know, when someone finds him in the yeshiva, gets the phone call, and he says, but you don't know what's he look like? He has black hair and glasses. Right, that's not a simen at all. Quite sure. Right. And the shayla, though, the shayla, the gemara, is a simen memutza, the Archa Shulchan calls it, simen beinoni, the Ritva just calls it a medium simen, which is somewhat common, but not so common. That's where we have, that's where this arena of disagreement is. Is it deraisa derabanan? We certainly return an aveda based on it, but the question is, would we return a get based on it? We'll see soon some examples of each of the three.
I'm confused with the logic here. If we go to the final part of the last part of the morning with Rava, it's talking within the context of manda almar that's derabanan.
Right. You could even also in simanu derabanan, but.
Yeah, so how do we get out of that they're raisa?
Because when we, because our discussion of simanu derabanan or the raisa, that is medium simanu.
Where do we get that?
From here. That's what we see from this Gemara. He's saying, really simanu derabanan, because our question was only about medium type simanu. But if it's a simanu muvhak, so then everyone agrees that's the raisa, and our only question is a shuma the muvhak or not? Is that the common? Is that unique or not unique? But that's what we see from the Gemara. That's good for what the Gemara is telling us. And from the other Gemara, the Gemara when we said, really you can hold Simanim or Daraisa, but over here we're talking about where the Simon was, is he tall or short? The clothes, were they red or white? So there we see also that even if you hold Simon, a medium Simon is Daraisa, but a Simon Garua, an inferior simen, is worthless at all levels. That's not even worthwhile to give back an aveda, but that's not a simen at all. That's valueless. That's not even derabanan. Right? So that's the three types of simanim. A simen muvhak, a unique simen, that works at the biblical level, works for everything, for gittin, for issur v'hetero, for everything. A simen garua is not even a simen. That's valueless. Colors, black or red. Our question is, a medium type simon, which we'll see examples of soon. So that's where we have the question. Those are the most common. So so that's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara, it's hard to know what the answer is. I have the Gemara says Amar Rava. Rava says in Timsel Lomar, if you want to say Siman Lagda Raisa, Siman not the Raisa, so Haichim Adrin Aveta B'Siman, so why are we allowed to return an Aveta with the Siman? So he describes the Gemara says finally this Maskan, he describes what the Takana would be. Because Nichale the Bala Veda, right? If it's not the Raisa, that means if I'm holding your property, I'm a Shomer Veda, I'm a Shomer Chinam, I'm a Shomer Selfa, I have no right to give it to someone else on the Siman because it doesn't prove anything. Right? If the Siman is not the Raisa, that means Al Pi Torah, I have no right to give it to this person who gave Simonim. You need testimony that it's yours. What right? I'm holding this for Reuven. You come along and say it's yours. How do I know it's yours? Maybe you're not Reuven. Right? That's what Simonim derives. If Simonim love derives, that's what it means. We have to find some reason why you can give an Aveda back if the Sim is not derives. So that the Gemara says, because the Chacham made a Takana, that the Baal Aveda wants that. He wants the right, the Reuven, who really owns it, wants the person who found it, the Mei of Simonim Lemishklei. He wants to be able to give Simonim and take it. Why? Because Mei the Yod did it, unless he knows he has no witnesses. So therefore he says, right, witnesses mean witnesses that saw him lose it and you know, that they know it's his thing that he lost. So therefore he says, Kuli Amal Yod is Simonim Mevokim Dida. No one knows the Simonim that I have over here. But I know Yohin is Simonim Mevokim Dida. I will give it Simonim Mevokim. Now Tosis points out Simonim Mevokim here is La Dafka. And that's what's confusing about the sugya, because they talk different languages, the same word means something different in different places. So Tosis points out when it says Simonim Mevokim, I mean it's Lav Dafka, it means Simonim which for Aveda are good enough to return it. But this is the basis of one of the reasons why the Chacham would make such a Takana, because the Chachamim realize it's risky. There is a slight risk that someone might come along and identify it when it's not really theirs. How would they know it? Either because they had once borrowed it, or they're liars and they just spend their time, you know, answering the lost and found ads, and then you know they hit one of them. You like the telemarketers, so they do it. This is the way they make their money. Right? It could be that that's machlokas achronim. What exactly? So really, we shouldn't. It doesn't work at the deraisa level, but the chachamim were mistaken. They said, "Look, otherwise, no one's ever going to get anything back unless they have a really simon muvach, like unique. Most people don't have unique identifying marks on their property. Their name, even their name, isn't unique, possibly, but someone could have the same name. So the chachamim made a takana that as long as it's a reasonable simon, it's something that is not it's not red or black, but it's something that is." Fairly common, but not too common. You could give it back to the person that, who gives that simon, even though you would not be able to use that to give back a get to a woman. That's the outcome. That's what I think most posts can learn. That simonim are drabanan. The Rosh has a shayla to say maybe it's a raisa, but most rishonim and postim hold that this medium level simonim that the Gemara was talking about. The conclusion is it's really drabanan. So we have these three levels of simonim. A simon mufak, it's a unique simon that it's one of a kind, no one else can identify it. So that's the raisa that works for everything, according to everyone. If it's a simon guru, the worst type of simon, an inferior simon, to say she's tall, short, so big or small, black or white, red, that's not a simon, that's not even a simon, that doesn't work for anything. If it's a medium simon, so certainly it works, but it seems like it only works at the rabbinic level, it'll only be good for mumminess, it will only be good for monetary issues, but not for isabat, it won't be good for helping a woman get married. Okay, so let's see some examples of these three different levels of simanim. The Aruch HaShulchan says, and this is based on the Gemara in Daf Yud-Ches had a shayla if the shliach could identify the get by saying there's a hole next to a certain letter. So that the Gemara clearly says that's a good simon. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you say, I have a hole, it's not so simple, I have a hole in my coat, and it doesn't mean that I have a buttonhole. I have a hole in the baguette, I have a, it's a coat. We'll talk about a coat. So we say, I have a hole in the coat on the right side, b'tachtiso, at the bottom. 3 inches from the bottom, 3 inches from the edge. Right? So now the coat has a hole in it. Everyone's coat has a hole in it. But you say, you have a coat, a hole in the coat on the right side, 3 inches from the bottom. Right, that's a siman muvak. Because who else is going to have a coat with a hole 3 inches from the bottom? well, because with different, you can, this is deraisa, you can, you don't need that. You can get a hashavah that you do with your butter. Let's get to those. Oh, roshim yishmeralkam is a yes, a mark over there, which certainly would be, if you have initials, you know, at that point, but I have initials, not just some initials, I have initials, and I think not on the label, because that's, you know, that word says owned by, that wouldn't be a siman, possibly, because initials might not be unique, but if it's initials of a certain place, so that would be a siman muvah. V'chol k'yotzi v'zeshem et tzamtzim amokam mamish, he has to limit it to the exact place where he has that mark or hole or stain. Right? That is a siman muvah.
It goes into probability. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so basically they're setting up what the probability is. What's the probability of someone having the right 3 inches from the bottom?
Right. And we're saying that's siman muvah. It's unique. Right? It's zero.
Level of confidence
of 2.5%. Yeah, then we're saying this is, then we can say this is unique. Maybe there's one in the other world, yeah, but the chances are that this is the only one, and this is a unique item. Now, we're saying unique. We're saying, I think, you know, holes 3 inches from the bottom on the right side, that's probably pretty unique.
99% chance it's.
Right. Good enough. But enough that you can marry a woman off with that. And then he says, I have a hole by this word on the get. Right, that's also because no one else, there's not two like that. Now, what's a medium siman? So here also the Aruch HaShulchan says, based on the normal case of the Gemara, you probably heard these cases of where it is, how much it weighs, how many items are in there. So he says, if you say what size it is, how many inches it is, or the weight, or the number that's in there, things like that, or a place where you found it, when it was placed there, right, we'll talk about that in the coming weeks. Also, in the next couple weeks, we'll talk about case. Like, if you say you found an I know where you found my umbrella. It was in the umbrella stand. Then Malkum isn't a siman at all. That's siman gerua. But if I say, you know, I put it on top of the bookshelf, so that could be a siman because it didn't fall there, and that would be a siman. Now, it's not unique because maybe someone else put it there, but it's shkiach and not shkiach. It's in between. So that type of siman will not work at the biblical level, won't work the raisa to allow you to return a get to a woman, but it will work, like we said, because people will want their avedis returned in that way, otherwise they won't get it back, based on such a siman, and they're willing to take a chance that no one else will know about it. So, even though it's derabbanan, but it works, and we're doing Hashavas Aveda here, so that works, and Hilchos Hashavas Aveda to give this medium type siman. What's a siman gerua? So that we already saw, the Aruch HaShulchan here says, if it's, he said, my coat is a white coat, is it a red coat, or green, it's long or short, that's not called a siman at all. That's his lashon. Ein says siman klal. And even if you combine them together and you say it's a London fog black coat with size 18, so you're saying size 18 might be already in between. You say it's large, right? It's a long black, you say a lot of simanim geruim together, so the Aruch HaShulchan paskens that's not good, it doesn't help, and that's based on the halachas of back to identifying a dead person. There the Gemara says you need to really have a good siman, and if you have a few of them combined it doesn't help. So the Aruch HaShulchan extends that to this halach here. Some disagree with him, but it would seem that you just, that could be your guessing. It's red, it's big, it's so that doesn't count.
It is a unique color,
so then, you know, you hand painted it, so then that would be a siman again. And by the way, also, if it's the medium type siman, so he comes and tells you the size, and it's something that is a medium siman, or the place where it was an unusual thing for it to be, you don't have to test him and say, yeah, but there's also siman muvak in it. Do you know where the hole is? You don't have to do that. That's what supposed to say. As long as he gives you the simanim, that's a real siman, you're allowed to give it back to him. You don't have to give him a bechina. Right? So that they bring down. Okay, now there's a big problem. So this would be simple. We could end up and say, okay, we'll spend the next couple of weeks deciding what's called a siman gerua, an inferior siman that's worthless, what's called a medium siman, which we can give it back, at the Rabbanah level, what's called a Siman Mubak, that for sure you could give it back. But there's a Gemara, which the Shulchan Aruch classes wasn't about the whole Gemara. Yeah, I know the Gemara. I got part of it in. The Gemara of Chesam of Eitzan Rabbanah. The Rishonah used to be, Kol Mishav de la Aveda, when anyone would lose an Aveda, Hayanosin Simanim in Arba. He would give the Siman, he would tell what the Simanim are, and then he would take the article back. But Mishirav HaRamoyim, when people, when there was an increase in dishonest people, Hiskinu Shiyo'am Rasachom Eda Takana, where you announce that you found a coat, and he comes and tells you a medium Simanim which should be good enough. So they made a takana, but maybe he's a liar. And the Mishnah there, which I don't have printed, the Mishnah says if it's a Rama, you don't give it back to him, even though if he tells you Simanim, you have to give witnesses that it is, because he's a liar, he can do anything. So they made a takana that you have to say, you tell him, say Vahave Eidim Delav Ramayat, bring witnesses that you're honest, they're told, and then you can take it. And this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. Seminary Sound Zayin Sivav, in this Sugya of Simanim. Rishana, he quotes it. Rishana, Kami Shavad La Veda. In the beginning, whenever someone lost an Aveda, Gola, nothing Simanim, he gave the Simanim, Matir, no, so that we would give it back. Elin Kain, Huxagrami, lest we knew he was a liar. Misha Rabba Ramoyim. But once there was an increase in dishonesty in the world, Hiskinu Bezdin, Bezdin, Meir Takana, Shegiyu Amram La, that we tell him, Havei Eidim Sheyata Ram, I betul. Bring Eidim that you're not a Ram, and then you could take it. And the Rama adds, Yesh Omrim, that a Simon Muvhak, if he gives a Simon Muvhak, if he gives a Simon Muvhak, Marzirin, you can return it a few of his manas, even nowadays, you don't need witnesses that he's not a Ramai. Now the Shach understands Simon Muvhak literally, that if it's that upper echelon of Simon, that unique Simon, so then, you know, he says, my name is written inside the, you know, the pocket, and it's in my handwriting, I'll repeat my handwriting, right? So that's the Siman Muvhak. So then he doesn't have to bring witnesses that he's not a liar. But according to the Shach, if he just gives a normal Siman, he says it's something that Shechicha Nashkia, you know, the weight, the number, the pieces that were in it, right? Like we talked about when shopping, and he says what's in the bag, and you know, in what items were missing, right? That's probably also a medium simon, because maybe someone else also bought, you know, two tomatoes and three heads of lettuce, right? So, yeah, if it's checked. So, that's a medium simon. So, what right do we have nowadays to give it back to that person? Right? They always say, you know, we're talking about you have to make sure you keep the rules of Hashavah Zaveda, don't give it back to someone unless he gives you some money. But there's halacha in the Gemara that says that once there are a lot of liars around, you're not allowed to give back something based on Simanim. You have to really have testimony that he's an honest person. So if we know who he is, you know, it's a friend of yours, so then you can know who it is. But if you don't know who it is, what right do you have to give something back to a person based on the Simanim? And I saw a few of the contemporaries ask this question, and one says, well, we don't hold like the Shach, and here also Simon Muvak's Lab Doctor, the Sma says, when it says Simon Muvak, it's like we saw in the Gemara, Simon Muvak doesn't always mean Simon Muvak, it means a Simon that works for Hashavah Zaveda. The Sma does say that over here, it means as long as there's a medium type Simon, you can give it back, even though he doesn't have any witnesses. But almost everyone disagrees with him. So, it's really not so simple why you could give it back. My son and his Rebbe taught him that it could be that this Ramai, what's a Ramai mean? A Ramai is like we're saying, like the telemarketers, that a Ramai doesn't mean just some dishonest. You know, a lot of people are dishonest, but it has to be someone who's dishonest enough that he's making his living off finding Avedas. That's how he makes his living, by looking at the signs of the different shuls and different magazines and internets, and calls off everyone, and you know, he hits one out of 1,000 and he makes his living that way. That's when he makes his parnasa. So that type of, that's what you have to worry about. But if the person comes to you, you know, you might not know him personally, but you know he has a job, and you know he's probably not someone who goes around spending his time doing that, so then it doesn't apply. That was an answer that he gave. But even if we don't have an answer, based on what we said last week, we always had this escape clause, this escape hatch that we have. That, let's say, the person, you put the sign up, you found a coat, And it doesn't, he didn't give you a simon that there's a hole 3 inches from the bottom. He said, it's dirty, it's beat up, it's wrinkled, and it's large, size large, and it's black, and London fog, and it has an initial in there, A, doesn't, that's all. He doesn't get, he gives you, and that, these aren't simon gurus, these are real simonim. Possibly, I don't know, you know, let's say they're not simon gurus. He tells you that it's stained, it's stained with chalit, right? Not just that it's red. But he doesn't tell you where exactly the stain is, right? And he tells you size 18, not just as large. So the size 18, size 42. He tells you the size number, and he tells you what color the lining is, which they're not always the same. The lining's in, the lining was out, the lining's not zippered all the way, right? That's not a simon mova. And you're not sure, but maybe you're a liar. I can't give it back to you because you have to bring witnesses that you're not a liar. So it's uncomfortable to, you know, you got the phone call. Oh, actually, you called my cousin. So before I give it back to you, bring me 2 witnesses that you're not a liar. So it could be that if you're willing to write down in your notebook that we spoke about last week that you found this Aveda and it had these simanim on it, and I gave it back to this person, and if when Elio comes or someone else comes before you and say, what'd you give back to him? He's a liar. And I can give you a simon muva on it. So then you were willing to pay him for it. So that's no worse than what we said last week. If it's an item that's easily accessible in the marketplace and you're willing to give him the value, either the current value or maybe replacement value you need, you're willing to do that for him. So it's no worse than if no one came, when then we said you're allowed to sell it and use it yourself, or right? So it's no worse than that case. So it could be, you could always be samech on that. But otherwise, I don't know a good reason why, you know, a clear reason why we don't rely on it. So tonight we've discovered that there's 3 types of simanim: simon mubak, unique simon, that works for anything, that works at the raisa level, for any type of halacha. A simon mubak, a unique simon, 3 inches from the end, a hole this size, that's a perfect simon. A simon garua is worthless, even if you have a lot of them, to say it's red, it's green, it's tall, it's big, right, that's worthless. Our arena of machlokas was these median type of simonim, which are somewhat shkiach but not so shkiach, which you're certainly allowed to give an aveda back for, but we seem to be that that's only drabanan, it would not work for a get, it would only work for when it deals with monetary issues, and but you do give it back in, under such a basis. And this last wrinkle that we had was, though, that it's only a simon muvak, according to the shach, you can give it back to anyone that gives it, because that's like a testimony, it's like edus. But if it's a regular, this medium of the road simon, you can't give it back to a person up the halacha unless you have witnesses that he's not a rami, or certainly if you know him, if you know that he's not a liar. So then certainly, you know, he's not a robber, so then you certainly give it back to him. But if somebody you don't know, you found something in the chasana and they announced it and it came to you and it's, you know, oh, thank you, and he looks like he's, by the way, just because a person's not from doesn't mean he's a rami, they post and point out. You know, you see somebody who doesn't wear a yarmulke, oh, you're a liar, I don't have, you know, not everyone, that's not a rami, and not everyone without a yarmulke is, you see also, they're not, just because he has a yarmulke doesn't tell me he's not a rami too, right? So we see both sides over here. So in case you're nervous that maybe he's a rami, so then you just write it down, you know, just have your peace of mind with the important papers of the other Avedas, and it's keep it as a record handy.